in the house. It's January 16th, 2016. We're going to get this show out today. Things are running a little behind, but we're going to be just fine. Yep. My name is Montego Bradley. This is Fans on Patrol. With me is my homie,
Mr. Smooth, SMWV, Dwayne Williams.
What's happening, man?
Oh, pretty nothing much.
It's just us today, man. So we're just going to roll and do our thing. Mm-hmm. How's it going? Everything good?
Everything's groovy. How about yourself?
Oh, shoot. I'm sitting here. It's early in the morning. I'm drinking a cup of coffee, trying to wake up. Yeah. Our voices probably sound extra deep today.
Yeah. Just had a bowl of snacks.
Haven't woke up yet.
Right.
But we had to get it going and get the show on the move. Title of today's show is Con Season. Con Season begins, and like we know that some of you guys have been heading out to cons, and you know that's not all we're going to talk about today. We're going to have our regular show. We're going to have our in the news. We're going to have what you're watching. I don't think we have a crisis in infinite podcast question because somebody fell on their cheeks and didn't do it.
Yeah.
We have our winner that already was announced for our hallway in the cosplay contest. Yeah. In the comics, we got some good comics coming, and then our main topic, and that's what we're gonna do. We don't have gaming this week.
Nope.
So that's what we gonna do.
Right.
So let's get into it.
Okay.
All right. We'll see. Well, first of all, let me just shout out our social media because that's something that, as always, the last minute and forget about.
Right.
So this is your first time listening to Fans of Patrol. You can check us out on fansofpatrol.com. We provide a ton of links to everything, everywhere we are. And some of those links, you can listen to the show on Podbeam. You can listen to it on Stitcher. You can listen to it on iTunes. All our website has everything you possibly could need, but we do different things on the Instagram account. You can check us out on Facebook and Twitter, and all of those experiences are different. Tumblr, and I think that's it. We do have a Twitch account, but we haven't been using it and whatnot. Yeah. Oh, I always forget about the YouTube account.
Oh, yeah.
I forget about that thing because we haven't done a video in a couple months, but that's going to be rectified. Absolutely. So that's our social media. Go check us out and keep up with us throughout the week.
Yeah, please do.
All right.
Appreciate that.
So let's see. In the news.
Well, you got Star Wars. Yeah. Young Han Solo, actor. The list is getting a little shorter. They got, 12 people?
Something like that.
A dozen. But you know what? We don't know who they... Well, yeah, we do know who they... We got a few people who they got. They got Miles Teller.
Which is the most famous one. Now, I was talking to some people. And I was talking to one person in particular. Mm. And they really like Miles Teller. And I was like, yeah, he's a great young actor. Mm-hmm. Han Solo? I don't think so.
What was he in, though?
You just saw him as Mr. Fantastic.
Mr. Fantastic. Oh, okay.
A young boy fantastic, yeah, right, whatever you right, want to call yeah, him, you know. Right,
okay. Even though that movie, I probably wouldn't put that on my resume. But
I guess his biggest claim to fame right now is probably Whiplash. That's a big movie from last year.
Okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's been in a ton of stuff, man. He was in Resurgent, Divergent, and all
that stuff. Okay. You got Ansel Elgort.
Yeah.
Dave Franco.
Yes, sir.
Scott Eastwood.
Yeah.
Is that any relation?
Yeah, that's his son.
Okay.
That's the big man's son. He looks just like him, so it would be creepy to have to me to have Clint Eastwood playing Han Solo, because that's what it ended up like. He looks just like him. Yeah, he just don't have the hairline that's in the back of his head. He has more hair.
He still got the squinty eyes and stuff.
He looks just like him, bro. Okay, you look it up and you'll say, oh, hell yeah, that's his son. Absolutely it is.
Jack Reiner.
Yes, sir.
Logan Lerman.
Lerman.
Oh, Lerman, I'm
you
sorry.
Know who that is.
No, I don't.
That's Percy Jackson, man.
Percy
Jackson and the Lightning Thief. Dark hair kid. Did you ever see Gamer? He was the kid that was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I probably could see that. I mean, out of the choices
how old is he now?
Oh, they all in their 20s, but they're doing it. They're doing a 20s Han Solo.
Yeah, right. It fits.
Yeah. Honestly, out of this list, keep going.
Emory Cohen.
Emory Cohen.
Emory. Yeah. That's how you spell it, huh? And Blake Jenner.
Yeah.
Who the hell is Blake Jenner?
Oh, shoot. You going to make me look up all this stuff.
No, not really. I mean, no, it's not that important to me, but it might be to the fans, though.
I think out of this list here, I like Logan Lerman, man, because he already plays those charismatic roles, in my opinion. You know, he already has a finesse because... One thing Han Solo did when he first came on the scene in the 70s was he was charming.
Yeah, he was.
In a crappy type of way, you know, but he was very charming. And I don't think Miles Teller is all that charming. But Logan Lerman, yeah, he hasn't done too much. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know this kid, this Blake Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Glee. He was on Glee and stuff.
Oh, I didn't watch Glee.
Well, I did for a moment, though, like the first season. That's a picture of him right there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Looks
yeah.
Look like a guy.
But to say, you know, I've seen a body of his work, I really can't say. Glee, Everybody Wants Some, 2016, and Cousin Sarah, you know. So, I don't know, man. I don't know that cat.
Yeah.
You know, he might be good. He just, I don't know, he kind of got a big face. But
well, you know, they might, they steer for the fresh, try to keep everybody, you know, they want to. You know, if you're pretty good and you're fresh, I think that kind of
plays your favor. Well, here's the deal. Right, I'm not sure if it's gonna be just one film. It depends on the success of the film. I mean, maybe it might be Young Han Solo triplicate.
And you know what? I think you know what? Everybody, they're not gonna give. I don't think they're gonna give you what you want. I want to see the Han Solo Chewbacca relationship, how that developed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
I don't think that they're gonna show that.
I think I'm not sure if it was George Lucas back in the day that had like some kind of like loose history of those two, but Han Solo was supposed to be an Imperial officer,
right?
And freed Chewbacca from slavery and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I mean, that would be a cool story to see, man.
Yeah, you know, I would like to see that. But like I said, I don't think they're gonna give you that.
Knowing Star Wars, though, they would do that story in like all but five seconds.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah. Woo,
right.
Woo,
he look at him. Yeah. He shoot his shackles off, and they run off somewhere, and then you know they fast forward to now we're here now. You know what I mean? That type thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
now this Emery Coyne, man, he's been in a bunch of stuff, man. He's been in Brooklyn recently. Noted The Place Beyond.
Brooklyn, that nobody has it. Have you seen Brooklyn, that movie?
No, but people have.
I know.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah. I mean, it really has. It's 2015. It just came out.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's an Oscar contender and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Beneath the Harvest Sky. Uh-huh. He was in The Gambler with Marky Mark.
Okay.
He's got a lot of movie credits, but I don't think I like his look, man.
Nah, he doesn't fit the Han Solo bit.
No.
He needs that heroic chin.
I hate this word, but I'm gonna say it.
What?
Swagger.
Yeah.
You gotta have that swagger, yeah. You know? I don't see that swagger.
There's no swagginess in him. I don't see it either.
Me neither. I'm looking up one more because I didn't know a lot of these dudes. Now this guy, Jack Rayner, he was in you know him from Transformers 4. He was the girl's boyfriend at Dota Car.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know too much about him other than that, but he's been in Transformers.
But he had an accent, though, didn't he?
It doesn't matter. He's an actor, you know.
Yeah, I'm just saying, that sounded like he had an accent in that movie.
I don't know.
I can't remember, did he?
He had an Australian accent. Yeah, right. But was he from Australia? He could have been acting. I don't know where he's from.
Right, yeah.
He's 6 feet tall, so he has the height and whatnot. But
right.
And who knows? He might be able to act, but he reminded me.
Does he have the chin though? He has to have the heroic chin.
This is what got me about him in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it looked like they couldn't afford to get what's the boy from Guardians of the Galaxy?
Oh, your boy Chris.
Yeah, Chris Pratt.
Pratt.
Yeah. He looks so much like Chris Pratt to me, like the broke Chris Pratt. Yeah, not that he broke, right, but right, you know, right. He's no, you know.
Yeah, the B list.
Yeah. Yeah, well, right, yeah, because he's not famous like Chris Pratt. So, so that's the Han Solo thing. So exciting,
yeah,
exciting.
I'm looking for it. Yeah,
any form of Star Wars is good.
Right,
that bring
is
it
true.
On.
That is true.
And those stories could be infinitely interesting. So, I remember I did not want him to go that young, but I guess if you're leaving possibilities out for more movies, you want to get him young enough so it's interesting because he can't be. You mean you could do everything before A New Hope? And Harrison Ford was 30, 35, something like that.
Oh, really?
When Star Wars, came out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was an old man. So there we are.
Okay.
So Kevin Conroy, Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
Everybody was talking about it when Mark Hamill was cast as coming back as the Joker in The Killing Joke.
The animated.
Animated adaptation of the graphic novel.
Of 1988.
By Alan Moore and Brian Borland. So they went and got Kevin Conroy. They got him back. They reunited. We put some pictures out on the internet. So it's going to be probably the best dynamic duo between Joker and Batman in the history of the character with those two voice actors, whether if it was live action or not.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather listen to the banter between those two guys than anybody who portrayed them on the big screen. I mean, the voice is perfect on both.
Yeah.
You know, Kevin Conroy is the best Batman out there, and Mark Hamill is definitely the best Joker out there, man. I mean, so
yeah, like you said, when you read a book, that's who in my head as the voice of the Joker.
Yeah, that's what you hear
when you read it, or Batman.
Dude, when he was in The Kingsman, as playing that English accent, all I heard was the Joker. He was like, "What's going on here?" Dude, you sound like the Joker, a straight-edge Joker. So cut it out.
But hey, I'm looking forward to this movie.
Yeah.
Did they give a release date? Or?
Not yet, man. Not yet.
Because, well, I know it takes time.
Well, they just cast him officially. I mean, you know. And he campaigned for it a little bit, man. It wasn't an easy thing for him to get into. Because
what?
He wasn't cast originally.
Like, dude, man, you my first round pick right here.
Yeah, but I remember him putting some stuff on the internet like, hey, you know, ask for to have us reunited. You know, no, he didn't have a job, man. You know, he not as Batman, because they've been having that guy, Kevin O'Mara, do the Batman, who does a decent voice, but clearly no Kevin Conroy, you know.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, if you didn't get a chance to check out the Golden Globes, man, we have some of the winners here. Mm-hmm. Funny enough, man, you know, I try to watch some of these award shows, but I haven't, I did not watch this one, but I was very, and it was an interesting show to me, because it's always interesting to me when it's titles that I know, and not strange shit you never heard of, you know, that's dominating everything.
Now, I want to ask, do the actors pick the winners?
No, that's the SAG Awards.
Okay, so how it works
like the Academy Awards.
Well, how does this one work, you know?
Like the Academy Awards. The SAG Awards is the actors picking the thing, you know.
All right.
So, The Revenant was a big winner, man.
Yeah, it was the best motion picture drama.
No.
And I don't disagree with that.
I don't agree. I mean, well, let me put it this way. The Revenant, the acting stood out the most to me. The movie itself, well, we talked about it on our show. You can go back and listen to it. Yeah. But the movie itself, I mean, it was okay. Best picture, I'm not so sure about that. But, best actor and stuff like that. I would agree. The acting was phenomenal. But, I mean, the story didn't go in a direction that I did not know what was going to happen. It was a little predictable to me.
Well,
especially because we talked about in the trailer.
Well, we got to define it. Drama. Best motion picture.
Yeah,
drama.
And I understand that. I understand that. So if that's the case, they put Mad Max Fury Road in there. What the hell kind of drama was that?
That was...
It wasn't a drama. Yeah, you know, it was an action movie. So, you can say that, but it's not really. But that was... Revenant won.
Yeah.
That he won a best motion picture drama, best motion picture comedy or musical, The Martian.
I didn't understand comedy or musical.
It had funny parts. I don't get it either. Yeah, it had funny parts, but it wasn't a comedy.
Yeah, we know it was. We're going to give you one. That's what it looked like.
Best performance by an actress in a motion picture drama, and that was Brie Larson.
And The Room.
For The Room.
Never seen it. Never heard of it.
Me neither. Leonardo DiCaprio was winner for The Revenant. I would probably agree with that.
Action. 100%. Yeah. Best actor in motion picture.
I was cold and miserable watching him being cold and miserable. You know. Funny enough, they ought to do a poll to see how many words he actually said in the movie. You know, and see who said the less amount of words and won the award for it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly. That would be kind of.
Best picture by an actor in a motion picture, comedy or musical.
Matt Damon, The Martian.
Yes, sir. Best performance by actress in a motion picture, comedy, or musical.
Jennifer Lawrence.
All right. So,
what movie was that?
Joy. Bro. Yeah, Joy.
What the man? This is what I'm saying. I never seen. What is that?
No, that movie. That's you. That's just on you because one came out and people are seeing this one. It came out right before Christmas.
All right.
Okay.
Best performance by an actor in a supporting role in any motion picture.
Sylvester Stallone, Creed.
Yo, check this out. I heard that when he was thanking people, he didn't thank Michael B. Jordan. And then he had to come back and be like, oh, hey, I like to thank Michael B. And I heard it was kind of too late.
Well, with all due respect, the man is up there in age.
Oh, come on.
With all due respect.
I'm not giving him that.
Shit happens, okay?
Yeah,
you know.
Well, let's move on.
Now, let me tell you something. I'm that guy. We'll get up there and win the award for best podcast in the world. And I'll be like, I'd like to thank my wife and kids. All right, have a good evening. And then I'll be like, oh shit, I forgot my crew, you know. So I'm not gonna hold it against them. Mm-hmm. So that's the ones we just wanted to talk about. So
what about best score? Best original score for a motion picture. It was Ennio Morricone, The Hateful Eight.
Now, what's funny about this is that you're saying it's like I'm eating crow, and no, I still say it's fucking bullshit. I thought the score was awful.
It's just funny to me that you thought it was this awful, and they picked it as the best, score.
That's I thought it was god awful, and I will not review reverse.
I'm not rubbing your nose. It's just funny to me. That's all.
Before we go with this one, because I don't want to be on this all day because it's a show.
Right.
Best motion picture, The Revenant. So it won.
Yeah, right.
So, best director. I mean, the best.
Well, how about animated? How about we do one? We do one more. Best animated feature.
I don't know, man.
That would be Inside Out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on.
Yeah, let's do that.
Well, here we go, man. We're talking Golden Globes, and within the same week, the Oscars threw out all their nominations. So we just want to talk about some of the big ones here, just as you know, interesting because things get a little like but different. Mm-hmm. So where do we want to start?
I got a best animated short, Bear Story, The Prologue, Sanjay Super Team, We Can't Live Without Cosmos, World of Tomorrow.
I don't watch any shorts, so I don't know why.
I don't know why. Yeah, my fault on that one. Best animated feature.
There you go.
Boy in the World, Inside Out, Shaun the Sheep Movie, When Marnie Was There.
Maureen Was There.
I guess.
And Animation, whatever that is. It's probably something Japanese.
Yeah, something.
Okay, the hell with that stuff.
Okay.
Best supporting actor.
Christian Bale, The Big Short.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hardy, The Revenant. Mark Ruffalo, Spotlight. Hey, I heard that was good. Mark Rylance?
Mm-hmm.
Bridge of Spies, Sylvester Stallone, Creed.
Right, so I've seen some, you know, it's one of those years that I've seen more of these movies this year than I have not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I hate weird shit. So,
well, a supporting actor, Christian Bale, The Big Short, Tom Hardy, The Revenant, Mark Ruffalo, Spotlight, Mark Rylance, Bridge of Spies, and Sylvester Stallone, Creed.
I don't think nobody knew what the hell you just said. So.
Sylvester Stallone, Creed. I'm in my Mickey voice. Yeah, get pulverized, Rock.
Yeah, I heard Christian Bale was awesome in The Big Short, but I really want to see. I heard he had a sleepy eye, man.
Really?
Yeah.
In this movie.
In the movie.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Wow. Indeed. So, best supporting actress: Jennifer Jason Leigh, Rooney Mara, Rachel McAdams, Alicia Vandeker, and Kate Winslet. That's a rough, tough list of actresses right there, man.
Yeah. Best visual effects. Now, I think this is going to be a good one too. Ex Machina.
I want to see that movie.
I kind of do too. But I heard anyway.
I heard it was good.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah. It was pretty. It was pretty. Dude, I got to give it to it. It was pretty.
Okay. The Martian.
It was pretty.
The Revenant.
It was outdoors.
Yeah.
Go to hell.
Star Wars.
It was Force beyond pretty. If that doesn't win, kiss my ass.
Right.
You know? So,
get out of here with that.
Yeah. I just cannot see it not. I mean, I can see it not winning because it's Star Wars.
What?
No, I can. Yeah, because you're right. Star Wars.
Because it's like, you guys already made enough money. You don't need anything.
Okay, so.
Right. I can see that too.
They have best director, right?
Yeah, best director.
Adam McKay, The Big Short, George Miller, Mad Max.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to Iñárritu. The Revenant. Lenny Abrahamson, Room.
Yeah.
And Tom McCarthy,
Spotlight. Now you want to do back to actors?
Go ahead.
Yeah, Kate Blanchett. Brie Larson, Jennifer Lawrence, Charlotte Rampling.
Mm-hmm.
So who is this?
Saoirse
Ronan.
People are saying that Jennifer Lawrence is going to get it again, man.
For what?
For Joy.
Joy.
Best actor, Bryan Cranston, Matt Damon, Leonardo DiCaprio. Everybody's holding for Michael Fassbender, Magneto himself, and Eddie Redmayne.
Okay.
So the last thing, best picture.
The Big Short.
Look at this list.
Bridge of Spies. Brooklyn. Mad Max. Fury Road. Damn The Martian. Mm-hmm. The Revenant. Room. Spotlight. No. Straight Outta Compton.
For best movie?
No. Best picture?
It's been, I haven't even seen the movie, so I can't even speak on it.
Ah, man.
So that stuff, man. I know we went through the list, and this stuff is not interesting to a lot of nerds, but some of this stuff is interesting. It's interesting enough to me, man, that, you know.
Some of it.
Yeah, man.
See who got snubbed.
Well, you know, it's not that type of party for the Oscars, you know.
Nah, yeah, right.
You know, so let's finish with the news, man, because we're belaboring stuff.
Unfortunately, Alan Rickman dies at 69.
Cancer.
David Bowie also passed.
Cancer.
Both victims of cancer.
Some, you know, the guy from Poltergeist, the tall man, he died, I think, this week, too, or late last week.
From what, two? Poltergeist 2?
No, from all of them. The big, tall, they called him the tall man. You know, not Poltergeist, the tall man from Phantasm.
Oh, Phantasm, right.
Yeah, he died, and some other people died this week, too, man. I mean, this is 2016 is being a mother puss bucket, man. It's kicking people's cheeks, man.
It's a mean year so far.
Yeah. So, Alan Rickman, man, you know.
Well, yeah, he was what?
Hans Gruber.
Right. I was going to say, he played in a lot of stuff, man.
Of all the movies that he was in, the day he died, I watched Galaxy Quest. Because I love that dumb movie, man.
Galaxy Quest.
By Grethos Habba, by the son of Warbash. You should be avenged.
I was going to say, he was just on, what was that, when he was the villain in the Bruce Willis, what was that?
Hans Gruber.
Oh, yeah.
Hans Gruber.
Yeah.
Also, you know,
I forgot,
famously, Professor Snape, man. For
those exactly. That's where you basically
been living under a rock, man. Mm-hmm. You know, and so David, people didn't even know David Bowie was even. Well, I guess people didn't know both of these guys were sick like they were. You know,
I didn't know David Bowie was sick like he was. I didn't know that.
Woo! Yeah. Enough death, huh?
Right.
Yeah, Narnia, brother. So, I'm a Narnia fan. And the movies came out, and they progressively didn't do as well. The first one was, in my opinion, pretty good. And then
the closet.
The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. C.S. Lewis's books, which I love, grew up with.
Yeah.
And it died because by the time they got to the third movie, it was just like, what is happening? You know, it just.
Right. It was beating it in.
Well, and you know, they probably should have, like, had kept those actors and you know together and powered through all that stuff, you know, but they didn't. So the Silver Chair will reboot the franchise, the Chronicles of Narnia film series to be released. So they did what, the Voyage of the Dawn Trader? I thought that was
2010.
Yeah, and
okay,
it just didn't do nothing for the thing. So
yeah,
they're talking about, when I say reboot, they are talking about
redoing like everything over.
Yeah, and so people are pretty excited about it, man. I love this storyline.
So that meaning that they're going to do the exact same story over.
Well, I think they're going to start with the silver chair.
Yeah, okay.
And that's a different character. That's not the same kids and stuff like that. I think it's 10 years
after.
I think it's after the kids.
Okay.
The original king and queen and stuff like that. I think. I mean, you know, the four kids.
Right.
The brothers and sisters.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm a Narnia fan. You know, I they can do it so good now because of, you know, CG and whatnot. So I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
So what you got over there?
I got Kevin Smith over here. He plans on directing an episode of The Flash, baby.
Yeah, he had one of the writers of the show on his show a couple of weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. And I guess from that conversation, bam. So he just, he just realized how cool The Flash was about a month or so ago.
Really?
And he wouldn't watch it because the Arrow people, somebody asked, for me listening to the show, somebody asked them where they're going to have Kevin Smith on the show. And I guess the producer went like knockers, like, oh, we'd never, you know, so he hated like that stuff,
right,
you know, for personal reasons. Yeah. But then he got off his high horse and stuff and watched The Flash. And now he can't shut up about The Flash, you know, and like the rest of us is like, you're stupid. The Flash is awesome. Yeah, you should have been watching it. If you're a comic fan, how could you say you're not a comic book fan and you're not watching The Flash? Mm-hmm. Dude, you know, my daughter, that's all she does now is watch Arrow and The Flash on Netflix over and over and over.
Really?
And when I heard they're taking them off. And she's going to be crushed. I might probably have to go buy it for her, man. She just.
Yeah, they do got it at Walmart, man, episode. Season one.
Yeah. The hell with that. I'll buy it off our Amazon account from our own website and make some money for us and keep it in the family. So you can always go to that Amazon link on Fans of Patrol and you can buy everything that you buy for your house and anything on Amazon. You do that, you get your boys over here a little something to help keep the podcast going.
Yeah, please do.
Let's make the announcement, man.
Winner of the Fans on Patrol Hall of Cosplay, Cosplayer of the Week. Award goes to Pantorona
Cosplay.
Yeah. Queen of the Damned.
Pantorona Cosplay from the Caribbean country of Trinidad and Tobago. She
looks good.
Yeah, she submitted a picture of a Keisha from the Anne Rice novel, Interview with a Vampire, but Queen of the Damned.
Queen of the Damned.
So she, right. And it was good, man. And yeah. So we post that this week, and let me just say to the people, This was a successful campaign, man. We've never seen this much traffic in 1 week on any of our stuff because of this young lady. She looked exactly like the character, man. And so people really flung to it. Mm-hmm. And we just want to say Pantanora cosplay. We posted that last week, so it's kind of like old news. And we're going to post another one next week.
Right.
We said it's weekly. We're gonna keep the name weekly, but it's gonna be bi-weekly because we put the people's stuff on the website and giving them a chance to, you know,
absorb it,
the peacock a little bit too. My stuff is on the website, right, you know, boom, boom, boom.
Right.
And so she was on every last one of our social media outlets except for Twitch. So it gives them a chance to shine a little bit.
Right.
So next week we'll be picking somebody else next Sunday. So if you want to submit your pictures. And a bio to fans at Fans on Patrol, you will be definitely considered. And it's not a competition in the fact that we're going to put the winners and the losers up there to try to humiliate nobody. It's just highlighting somebody that's really kicking ass in the cosplay realm.
Right.
So
getting a little recognition.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So what you watching, man?
What am I watching?
Yes, sir.
Well, I did watch. What do you want to hear? You want to hear about Saturday Night Live last night that I was watching with your boy Kylo Ren, or do you want to hear about this cartoon that I was watching?
Dude, it's Fusion. It's your what you're watching, okay, bro.
Okay. Well, I watched. It was interesting. It was Kylo Ren, not Kylo Ren, but Adam Driver. Saturday Night Live. He was on there last night.
Yeah, I saw this too.
He did. Yeah, he did a couple of skits, but the one skit that me and you know, of course, they had to do a Star Wars skit, and they did what was that Hidden Boss parody?
The undercover boss
parody. And,
yeah,
and he was of course he was Kylo Ren, but he was going undercover as Matt the radar technician, and it was just. Yeah, I mean, he couldn't. I mean, he had these big dumb glasses on, and you know, he's like, "I'm Matt," and you know, at the cafeteria, and nobody's really paying attention to him. But he's just, you've seen it. I mean,
dude, they played him super duper emo too.
Right,
he had no personality.
Right, exactly. It was straight monotone.
He kind of looked like Napoleon Dynamite because he had blonde hair.
He did. With big ears,
big old glasses,
big glasses and stuff, you know, and he force choking cats because he's like, I heard Kylo Ren has an 8-pack, and the one in the stormtrooper, like, man, get out of here. Kylo Ren was a sucker, man.
He said he's
30 pounds
soaking wet,
with his little black dress. So he force choked him into the soda machine, and he finally came out and was like, I gotta admit that
it was funny,
everybody knew he was Kylo Ren, you know. And so it was interesting.
He went around the corner for like a second and said, you want to see his lightsaber?
Yeah, right.
He walked around the corner, turned right around with the lightsaber and stuff.
Right.
But you know what, if you want to see that, just so people know, it's we put it on our Facebook page. So you can go to our Facebook page and watch it, man. But I saw it too, man. It was. Yeah. I'm mad that you took it, but it's all good.
But it was. He did a couple other skits. He did the sportscaster, and he did Aladdin, which I thought Aladdin was funny because it was just that was a funny skit.
I'm gonna check it out, man. But you know, here's something that's to take note.
Mm-hmm.
His manager is pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, his manager is saying, "Listen, let's get ahead of this. You know, I'm gonna be the emo bad guy. You know, let's." You on a funny show, let people have fun with you, let's see that you can have fun with the character and stuff, and you know, smart man, smart manager, bro.
Right, like you said, I'm more diverse, I'm not gonna be typecast.
Yeah. So it's a good thing, man. All I saw was the one like with you, man.
Okay,
and it was hilarious, man.
Right,
you know, and not because it was Star Wars, but you know, it was just funny, man. I was like, this is pretty funny, man, because you know.
Yeah, old girl was dogging him like, does that look like a capitan? Because he's supposed to be fixing something.
Undercover boss.
Yeah, undercover boss. You know, I forgot her name, but the black chick, she's
Ghostbusters, right?
Yeah, she's in Ghostbusters. Yeah. And yeah, she's a seasoned comedian, but yeah, she was kind of scolding
him. It was typical undercover boss.
Yeah,
thing.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, like, I'm trying to explain. He's like, don't yell at me. Like you said, he was emo, you know. Yeah.
He was Napoleon Dynamite emo.
Funny. It was funny. Yeah, check that out if you haven't already seen it.
All right, well, I already blew my what you're watching because I said I watched Galaxy Quest with Alec Rickman in it. And, dude, that movie just is so delightful to me. It brings me so much joy just to to watch that, you know. And I don't think in her entire career, in her whole history of career, of her career, Sigourney Weaver has ever been as hot as she was in Galaxy Quest, bro. Dude, if you need to look at Galaxy Quest, because she's supposed to be this, she's supposed to be this bombshell, because she, you know, blonde, she has a blonde wig on and these big boobies.
What?
And I never knew her boobies was big like that until you watched the Galaxy Quest.
Man, she ain't got, man, that's it.
See, there you go, talking about something you don't know. Go check out Galaxy Quest.
Okay, I will.
Go just, check
I'm
out
just,
Galaxy
I'm just,
Quest.
I'm just going back from Ripley and Alien.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, but she ain't getting no double D's and no.
Nobody's talking about somebody walking around with back problems and stuff like you normally do, man. Get out of here, man. Jesus. That movie starred Tim Allen, Alec Rickman. I mean, the cast. Sam Rockwell was in it and was just hilarious, man. Have you ever seen Galaxy Quest?
No.
Jesus. No. So you really don't know what you're talking about. You need to look at that movie. You would be like, wow.
It's a movie?
It's
a movie.
Galaxy Quest. It's a Star Trek parody. I can't believe.
It's supposed to be funny?
It is a comedy. Yeah, okay. It's a goofy comedy. It's like a Star Trek spoof almost, but not really a spoof.
Okay.
Because they don't get into like the dumb slapstick jokes and stuff like that. But you know, it's like the crew of the Enterprise, and they're like they're like losers. They're going to nothing, but all they got is cons, except for the captain, who's like this. It's Jim Kirk's story.
I think I did see it's an older movie though.
Yeah, they hate him. It's from 1999.
Right. Okay.
And but then these real aliens come down because they think this show is real.
Yeah. I gotta see it again.
Dude, it's such a delightful time, man. To watch that. I mean, it just brings a smile to your face, man. And then Alan Rickman was just awesome in the whole thing. Every character in it was just awesome. They just had you cracking up, man. And the aliens, man, are just like the coolest because they talk in this monotone crazy thing. They got the language wrong, you know. Hello, Commander. We are Therians from the Clan Tunebio. Right. We need your help. It's just so crazy, man. Anyway, if y'all never seen Galaxy Quest, you did see Galaxy Quest.
I
can't believe you don't remember the boobies, but all right. That was part of the character too.
They probably weren't that impressive.
They were. Her back was. She didn't need back surgery. Okay, so let's keep going. Right. So that's about what you're watching, man. So. Right. Like I said, we don't have a crisis on an infinite podcast question, so I think it's breaky time, man.
Yeah, I was about to say, let's take a break.
Let's take a break, so we'll be right back. All right, it's comics time. What we got? What do we have?
First, we got to announce the comic cover winner of the week.
Yes, sir.
And that would be Alex Ross for his work on the all-new, all-different Avengers number 3. This image is excellent.
Yes, sir. It is.
It's a beautiful image. It's Nova, and he has a reflection of him about to get his ass whooped by all different characters.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting image. First of all, I guess this is the second time, unintentionally, that Alex Ross won the award. Mm-hmm. But... you look at that thing and it just looks like some, you know, like a bunch of colors and stuff. But then once you see it up close, you can see actual people in the reflection of his helmet and everything else coming at his ass. It's pretty good looking. Mm-hmm. I really dug this image and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yes, outstanding work, sir.
Yeah, it was. Very good.
So, what else? We got this. I forgot about this.
Poe?
Yeah, Poe Dameron. He's getting his own comic, man, from Marvel Comics.
Yeah.
So I don't know when it's gonna be out, but they announced it this week that they say it's a breakout character, which is kind of funny to me because he didn't have much of a role in the thing. But you know, I guess
what they trying to set it up for the Rogue Squad. I mean, even though that's probably not gonna be about him, is it?
No, he's getting his own book.
I know that. I'm just saying they're setting this book. I mean, as far as for the next Star Wars film to come out. No?
No.
It has no connection?
No, Rogue Squadron is about the plans of the first Death Star.
Oh, okay.
It's in the past and stuff. So, you know, people wanted to see more of Poe Dameron and Oscar Isaac. He's got a bunch of man crushes out there, you know.
Yeah.
And so, I like the character. I mean,
I don't dislike him, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna read it.
Yeah, okay,
that's for sure.
Yeah,
So
yeah, I'll check it out. Yeah, see what, you know, see what it's talking about. You know,
you want to get into our reviews this week?
Reviews this week, we got.
We're gonna do what? Walking Dead 150. We're gonna do Secret Wars 9. And we're gonna do Extraordinary X-Men 5.
Right.
So you want to take it away?
Yeah, I'll go ahead. Walking Dead 150.
Something that we never reviewed before.
Right. Mm-hmm. So this is this is a big issue because it's number 150, and we got to give credit where credit is due. Robert Kirkman, creator writer. Charlie Adlard, pencil. That's the artist. Stefano Giardini. Oh man, Guadino.
Let's take a second here. This is what gets me, right?
Right.
So when we do this show, uh-huh, I always say, well, let's just try to keep it simple with the pencil and the creator.
Yeah.
But you always want to give credit for everything, right?
Yeah.
But the names are so hard. It's so easy for you to just be like, okay, let's just do the pencil and writer so I don't have to try to pronounce all this shit. But hey, every week you go like, you want to go through the whole gambit. So go ahead, sir.
I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done.
You can't tell me I'm not right. I watch you struggle every week and I'm like, well, why you just don't do the two?
Right, I'm done.
Gotcha.
All right, so in this one, it takes place. Rick is the leader of this of his community. He has a community that broke away from what's the guy that his adversary. What's his name?
Negan.
So yeah, eventually he broke away. But in previous books, we found out that they made a border, and some people that in his community crossed that border, and they paid dearly with their lives. And the people. Some of the people that is in his community, of course, that was family members, and they're upset about that because he hasn't retaliated yet.
Yeah.
And this book is pretty much I would say the effect of him not retaliating. Yeah. And yeah, you know, it was two men jump on Rick. And also in this book, I did notice that Rick has lost a hand.
Oh, that happened a long time
ago.
Yeah,
I know, yeah.
I know that from watching Talking Dead, that mm-hmm, people are talking about he's been missing a hand. You know, let me just say mm-hmm that I've never read this book before. No, that's not true. Mm-hmm. I read the very first issue of Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first of all, just to say right off the bat, it's a black and white title, so I already got strikes against with me. I don't like that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I never got into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles back in the day because it was black and white, and mm-hmm, I'm a colored man. Man, I like to see all that color. Yeah. I'm a colored man, but I'm not a colored man. No, but you know, I want to see. Colors always attracted me to comics, especially once they had changed the paper and stuff got really colorful and stuff.
Right.
And so the black and white is a turnoff.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say though, this is book 150.
Mm-hmm.
And it was damn good. I mean, and if you do not read the comics and you said, well, I think I want to start. Dude, I just picked this damn book up and I watched a TV show. And it was something going on right in the beginning that I didn't really know about. But I was able to catch up with this whole story pretty easy, man. It wasn't hard to catch up with. If you watch the show, you can go buy book 150 and you can probably enjoy. I enjoyed this book. Mm-hmm. I got to say it. And I kind of want to see what happens next, man, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
you still got your favorite characters. You got a son Carl.
You got a few characters because they killed so many of them.
You got Michonne. Yeah. She's still here. You know, still this.
Right. So I thought that book was great, man. I mean, honestly, mm-hmm, I recommend it, man. You know,
I do too.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I thought the artwork was great. The colors were god awful because they're black and white.
but it's like you said, it's easy to follow, and I do like it. You know, it's the characters. You can still, I mean, even though it's in black and white, it's still a pretty good.
Yeah, it was the drawings.
I drawings guess. Is good. Of course. Yeah, you know, and the ink work is good. Yeah. Also,
so recommend.
Go pick it up. All right, moving.
Am I next?
Yeah, moving right along.
All right, here we go. It's funny. I'm gonna do this one. They finally released Secret Wars number 9. Now this is a pretty bitter pill for me. It's a trip because the Secret Wars thing was going so good, and the main title story I've had issues with because it's been a little all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have books that I like better than the main title, like Ultimate End. I like that book, that run, much better than this. Now,
except for me, for the last Ultimate End, I thought that was stupid.
Well,
the last one, I didn't.
Yeah, we'll disagree on that. Yeah, I didn't mind it at all.
I didn't like the last one.
But where am I at? So,
like, story-wise,
no. Well, I'm trying to get to trying to find out who the hell wrote this.
Who the hell
book.
Wrote
well, I know,
this?
I know who wrote it. Jonathan Hickman wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
He's a writer designer,
mm-hmm,
and the artist is Asad Ribic. And mm-hmm, so it looks just like the other books. The artwork is phenomenal. I have to tell you, the artwork in the book is great. I mean, in the colors and everything, the book is pretty. Now, here they are. This book wasn't supposed to be written because it was originally an eight shot.
Yeah, eight books.
And so they came, and this book is pretty thick, so they came out with something more. And they're trying to wrap up everything very quickly.
Right.
So they address Spider-Man and Miles Morales, barely.
Yeah.
The first sequence in the book with T'Challa and Dr. Doom
and Namor,
was to me the best in the whole book. It was so smooth. It was a fight that ensued, and it was hardcore. That's all I can tell you about that, without spoiling and stuff.
Right.
And then they get to the Reed Richards family and stuff, and they're wrapping up stuff with them. So it's a big wrap up book. But the you know they didn't, in my opinion, Dwayne, they didn't explain enough, because we've been watching post Secret Wars books in Marvel for the last 3 months.
Okay.
With characters, and we don't know who they are. Right. We don't know who died. We don't know who we're looking at, because they had so many doppelganger characters and stuff. We don't know what the hell. And guess what? Right. This book didn't tell you what the hell you was dealing with. So it bugged me. You look like you're busting at the seams. What you got to say?
No, I kind of disagree. It kind of, like you said, I think it's going to catapult for the new stories. You know, it made sense to me, actually, because it's leaving the door open for new stuff to be written.
Okay, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
Right.
Who do you know for a fact who Tony Stark is right now?
Yeah, is he the good Tony or the bad Tony?
Of all of Zucker, doppelgangers, do you know who it is?
Well,
yes or no?
Yes or no?
No, yeah. You don't.
Well, I mean, I can assume that it's the good Tony from Invincible Iron Man.
I said, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, don't know.
Right.
And it's a whole bunch of characters like that. You don't know. You don't know who the hell they are.
And that's kind of, that doesn't bother me, though.
But that bothers the shit out of me, because I don't know who I'm dealing with. See, now here's the problem. You started this. You took my characters out of their regular storylines, and you threw them into this bowl of shit, okay? And everybody was in peril. Right. Now the story is over with. Okay.
Right.
Where's my character? Who is he? What am I dealing with?
Well, you have a couple of months to develop that.
I mean,
that's the whole point.
But they already.
I understand.
No, they already started developing that, and they still you don't know, because we've been reading the books, and they've all been post Secret Wars.
Yeah.
All of them, and none of them address who the hell you dealing with or what the story was.
Well, we do know that Dr. Doom, his face is cleared up.
Yeah, we knew that from Invincible Iron Man, but we didn't know what the hell we was dealing with. That's the only thing they cleared up, that and the Spider-Man story.
Got some Tony Stark's proactive.
Man. See, the hell with this book.
I like the book. How about was the art good?
I said that.
The art was great.
The story did not wrap up. For it to be a wrap up book, it didn't wrap up shit. I'm gonna tell you what it did wrap up. You no longer have Fantastic Four in the Marvel universe.
Yeah. That was.
That's all this book did. The whole secret. I'm gonna tell y'all. Listen, children. All the Secret Wars was destroying and killing the Fantastic Four, so Marvel doesn't have to write any more Fantastic Four stories, so Fox can fail. That's what this whole thing was about.
Right. You'll still see the characters, but you won't see them together.
You ain't gonna see all of them.
Yeah. You ain't gonna.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Because you have Ben Grimm with the Guardians of the Galaxy, and you have Human Torches with the Uncanny Avengers,
right.
And you're not gonna see the rest of them. I'm not gonna spoil it.
Right.
But they gone. That's all they wanted to do with this book.
Right. They're not dead gone, but they're gone. They're gone.
Yeah. So the help.
They got a new job.
No. You want to get to the next book, sir?
Next book will be.
You recommend this though, right?
Yeah, I recommend it.
I say keep your money.
It didn't bother me. Yeah. You know?
And Mr. Bradley says keep your money. But
keep your money. All right. Third book, Extraordinary X-Men #5.
Now,
in this boy,
we haven't done an X-Men in a long time.
Right.
So this is pretty good.
Jeff Lemire is the writer. Humberto Ramos is the penciler. And Victor Olazamba.
That's Humberto Ramos.
Humberto.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And that's the thing. All right. X-Men.
I know it's important to you to get these names right.
Let's get the characters. First of all, you got Storm, Iceman.
Because you tried so hard. But.
Thank you. Storm, Iceman, Magique, or Elena, Colossus, and Nightcrawler, Jean Grey, and Old Man Logan. These are the important figures. Now, they're in limbo, correct? No, let's put it like this.
Tell you what.
Scott Summers.
Tell you what, why don't I catch the people up? And you finished your story.
Yeah, because you
I caught you up yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's been happening is, Scott, everybody knows, well, if you've been reading X-Men, mm-hmm. he released the Terrigen Gas.
Right.
And jacked up the world.
The world.
And mutants are dying from it. Mm-hmm. So they put all the mutants, they got Elena and they got Forge.
Forge, yeah.
And they brought all the X-Men to a place called X-Heaven within Limbo. And in Limbo, they have their own like little, it's not a world, but it's like a little compound mm-hmm. where they can thrive and not be bothered by stuff because an inhuman thing is killing them and humans are killing them. Yeah. And so they retreated.
Right.
Old man Logan from Secret Wars just came out of nowhere.
Just popped up.
Yeah, just popped up with the no explanation. Right. You know, Jean Grey meets up with him because
she's a kid though, right?
Yeah, she's a young. She's an all new.
Yeah, all new. Yeah,
the right. all new right. X-Men. Right. That's the younger X-Men mm-hmm. that came from time. Mm-hmm. So she meets up with him because they're under attack because Sinister sends the Marauders, the new Marauders, to attack them. She gets knocked out, and they should have thought of this. She gets knocked out, and the shields go down. So all the demons in Limbo attack. Right. X-Haven. And then so what happens is they need help. So she goes and get Logan. They come back and they whoop all up. They pretty much whoop all the monsters' ass. But well, then,
who got knocked out?
Malik.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Right.
She, cause okay. she's the key. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Her and Forge.
I thought you said Jean Grey got knocked out.
No.
Okay.
So right. what happens is she goes and so they find out the Sinister's behind this stuff, and he takes Peter and Kurt, who's Nightcrawler. Mm-hmm. He's trying to experiment on different mutants and stuff, but he's behind this whole attack. All he wants to do is have a bunch of mutants so he can keep experimenting on, because he's trying to see what's the most dominant species, only for his own thing. Right. So then this story leads off is right when he releases Scott Summers.
Clone.
He takes, I think he has the body or something, and he mixes it with the Terrigen, and he's trying to make a hybrid mutant. Right. Inhuman, but he's a monster,
right?
And that's how the last book left off. Mm-hmm. So now we're here.
Now we're here, and we have a showdown between the monster Scott Summers and the X-Men.
And he cooks Wolverine's ass to the max in a heartbeat.
Yeah, he cooked them real quick. Mm-hmm. And so you know, like I said, there's a battle. You got Bobby Drake, you got Peter, which is Colossus, and you got Elena. Magique.
Well, actually, they're with Sinister. They're being held captive.
Right. They're being held. Well, in this one, they're fighting. I mean, you know, they're not really captive.
But they're not with the X-Men. Right, right. They're still in his lair. Peter just escaped.
Right. Okay. Right. So yeah, they're fighting Sinister and his monster basically. And you got a couple glimpses at of some other what do you call them Inhumans in this book also. Pretty much the book is beautiful. It's vivid. It moves. It's a lot of action. It's a battle book, put it that way. It's a lot of fighting. Storm and
but there's a lot of dialogue at the end though.
Yes, it is. It is a lot of dialogue. And
and the story ends.
The story does end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a good one because they're going to start the next one off at a certain spot.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been enjoying the hell out of this run.
Right. And I love how they got Storm. How they drew her now, and she is the leader of the X-Men. She's the leader now.
Well, because some dumbass writers keeps killing Charles Xavier, and now.
But the thing is, that's what I wanted to ask. Was that glimpse of
I don't know.
Xavier?
Was
that
like,
Read
the book. Go get the book.
Yeah, go get the book. Yeah. It is a good book. Like I said, the art is very beautiful. You got some characters that you know, and you know it's drawn well and. It's a good book. Go get it.
I definitely recommend this run. Yeah. It might be a weekly run. Is it a weekly book?
I think it is because, like you said, I got three, and you was like, well, four was. I'm like, damn, four. What? You know, yeah.
Which one was this?
What was that?
Which book was this?
This is Extraordinary X-Men.
No, what number?
Oh, this is number five.
Number five. Yeah. It might be a weekly book, man, because it seemed like every time I look up, it's one.
Yeah, right.
You know, so, yep, I recommend. Check it out. X-Men. Mm-hmm. X-Men are back. I think this is probably, I'm reading like three of the titles right now, and this is the one I'm enjoying the most.
Yeah, it is.
So before we finish this, man, why don't you tell us the dumbass superhero names.
Dumbass superhero names. I'm still in D.C. for those who were catching up from last week. I'm mm-hmm. still in D.C. All right. I got a couple of them, and this one's a female, Dolphin.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, first appearance, 1969 Showcase,
all right.
Number 79, and her powers is she's kind of cute, but she's like a dolphin. She's a fish. She can in and out of water.
Mm-hmm.
Whack. right. Element Lad. Adventure Comics number 307, 1963.
Wow.
Element Girl.
Well, you think those are dumb names?
I do, man. Element Lad. Element Girl. Metamorpho.
Metamorpho. That was hardcore, bro.
No. That was the book that she appeared in.
Oh, I got you.
Fire Hair.
And then that's like the element. I think you're splitting hairs with the element stuff. But,
okay, but how about Fire Hair? I think that, Showcase number 85, 1969. This was a little baby. He was a little white guy that got his family got ambushed by some Indians, and they felt pity on him and took him in, and he learned the ways of the Indian. All right, that was that guy. Dr. Mist. Dr. Mist. First appearance was,
sounds like he's in charge of huffing.
Super Friends number 12, 1978. Sorcerer. The Shaggy Man. Yeah, you had to laugh at that. Justice League of America number 45, 1966.
He rules the carpets.
right. He's real tangly.
Yeah, right.
And what we got? Pow Wow Smith.
Now that's a cool name. That is a cool name. What's your name? I'm Pow Wow Smith. I like that, man.
You take that as your nickname.
I like that. Pow Wow Smith.
Pow Wow Smith.
Pow Wow Bradley.
How about Dr. Saliva? Just kidding. I'm
about to say, what the hell is that?
Made that dumb shit up. All right. And I think the last one, I think, well, no, that's probably it. That's all I got.
You want to hold off some of that give somebody some room?
Yeah. Because
we're going to announce our
contest. Oh, I'm sorry. Matter Eating Lad. Adventures Comics. Matter Eating Lad.
Oh, what's wrong with that, dude?
Adventure Comics 303, 1963.
I don't see what the problem is.
He eats anything. That's his power, man. Right. He can eat and digest anything.
So wait a minute.
Man.
This is you can ridiculous. You're supposed to be talking about the names, but now you're complaining about their powers.
No. But I'm just saying it goes. You have to. You got to put it together, man. I'm sorry. Matter Eating Lad.
Okay.
Come on, man. Yeah, that kind of silly shit is that. But anyway. Yeah, if anyone, like I said in last week, if you have any dumbass names that you think of, but they have to be actual names, not something that you made up, send them to us. Send it to our any of our links, or go on Facebook and.
Well, let's streamline it. Yeah, let's keep it to Twitter.
Twitter, okay, yeah.
You could keep it to Twitter and our email fans@fansofpatrol.
Right,
and that way I don't have to look everywhere for it.
And check it out. We'll announce you, and we'll let you know who you are, and we might even have a gift for you.
I'm grabbing it.
We will have a gift for you
because we got to make it official, or people won't play.
Right. So we do have a gift.
What you have here is a very nice,
yes,
limited edition Flax set, Sin City.
Yeah, for all you Alkies out there.
Right.
Want to get you a little taste.
Right, so.
Whenever or wherever.
It's really nice. It comes in a case.
Yeah.
Frank Miller, limited edition. I can't figure out how the hell I open it.
Oh, my goodness. look, you flip the flap.
It has a flap?
It has a flap.
Flip the flap.
The flap. There it is.
Oh. You
see the flap right
okay.
There.
Yeah. All right, so it has cups, little mixers, has shot glasses, Sense City. It's nice.
It is nice. We'll have a picture of it, you know, so people will get excited and want to,
Yeah, there you go. So
participate.
This is the gift.
It's a gift.
Well, there with a flap.
With a flap.
Okay, so, even if you don't drink, it'd be kind of cool.
Right.
Anyway, so that's going to do it for Comics Man. We're going to come right back with our time at the con, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We are back, and con season has begun. That's going to be our topic for today, because yesterday, as announced on all our sites, we went down to the Ohio Con 2016 in Columbus, Ohio, the Hyatt Regency.
Yeah.
And very interesting, man. It's my first time at that con.
Yeah, me too.
You too. And it was, I don't know, man, first impressions.
First impressions, I love the participation.
Dude, now, we had a con here in Cleveland last year, and... we had a bunch of people participating, but let's say if every fifth person at the one here participated in full-blown cosplay, this one, I would say every second person was you know, doing cosplay.
Full, full blown.
And we were probably jacking up the numbers because neither one of us was cosplaying yesterday. Right. But yeah, I agree with you. The participation was through the roof. I've never seen so many cosplayers under one roof, man. Yeah. I mean, it was and so many good ones.
Yeah,
man.
It was some. Yeah, they took time doing these costumes.
They spent money. They took time. They was. I mean, they were prepared. They were integral, man. Right, you know, we're gonna post pictures of these cosplayers on our site. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw something. Not to skip ahead, but before I forget, some people they kind of look like the Tron people.
Yeah,
they had the battery packs.
Yeah, that was glowing, man. That was hard, holy, man. But
the worst part about it is when I took the picture,
it didn't come out
because I had my flash on, and I should have took the flash off, so it's not gonna look as impressive. Mm-hmm. But my first impressions also was as soon as we got there, was holy shit.
Yeah,
people are participating in my fat rat.
Yeah, because we driving up and we seeing because it's like we're trying to find a place, and then it's like we see like 18, 17, 19 people dressed up. I'm like, oh yeah, that's where we're going right there. Yeah, yeah, it wasn't a problem. So,
all right, so we go into this place, right?
Yeah,
and it's crowded as a fat rat. There's a line at the money machine, which was stupid because then there was other money machines with no line.
Right, but the thing is, they were saying no credit cards.
Yeah, so if you would want to rob this place and get rich next year, go down there because they got money. They got cash everywhere. Cash
everywhere. Yeah,
right. I thought it was the stupidest thing, but here's the other dumb thing.
Security?
No. Well, go ahead. You want?
I came in there with a book bag. I'm not a malicious or mean person, but guess what? I could have had anything in there, and I didn't get checked at all.
Yeah,
need to beef that up.
Yeah, it was. You know what I mean? It was a little loose.
Yeah, but, I mean they did have police around, but it was still, you know.
Well, this is what got me. So we get there, and we can't find the main floor.
Right.
We're like, okay, where is everybody at?
Where the vendors and stuff?
Yeah. And we found out that they have a vendors with artist alley and stuff like that. And it was mostly, what do you call it, anime heavy.
Yeah.
Their theme this year was science and stuff. But I mean, this was mainly an anime con. You didn't see many heroes. The heroes were far and few in between. But so we, I'm so sorry. I'm got like a frog in my throat.
A little phlegmy.
So we get there, we're walking around, and we're like, well, where's the main floor? Where are all the people?
Yeah.
There is no main floor with all the people. They have this big old convention center. They have this main floor with just the artist alley, and that's it. They're, you know, they have like conference rooms, tiny conference rooms. Yeah. Where they holding this, where they holding that, where they holding this. Yeah. And there was no main area that people were congregating, and we found a good area.
Yeah.
But it just was some area. We learned quickly. We two dumbasses went there and paid $45 to get into this thing a piece.
$45? Damn, son! A lot of damn money.
Right. I mean, we paid that, and we registered, which bothered me because they wanted to know all this personal information about your shit. And so then, which they probably going to sell, the rotten bastards. And then we found out, man, we didn't need to pay for shit.
Right.
Because I didn't have to go into Artist Alley. I could have left that shit alone, man. I mean, for $45?
$45, no.
Hell no.
But I did enjoy going in.
That's not the point.
Yeah, I know.
$45 is the point just to go there because that's the only place you needed it. And like,
oh, in the arcade.
You needed an arcade?
Yeah, you needed a game. Yeah,
but they had like a penny arcade, like a old school arcade.
They had actual PlayStation PS4s hooked up and people was playing them.
That's worse.
What?
Because I can play that at home.
Yeah, but I mean, you had, you know, they had a variety of different games, you know, saying so a variety of games and stuff, and it was free, you know. Well, it wasn't free.
No, you paid $45.
You paid $45.
You can buy your own. Listen, we almost bought one yesterday just going there.
So
the hell with that. Let's talk the fans though that were there.
Yeah.
They were a gleeful bunch.
Yes.
Yes. They were having a great time.
Their energy rubbed off on me, and I was having fun. My son is a celebrity. He'll be 5 on the 19th. Dwayne Williams.
You know something that's funny about that? I was thinking about that. There weren't many kids there like you seen that. Maybe out of every like 57th person, it was maybe a child, and that might be pushing it because I saw we took the pictures of one family that had the baby.
Yeah, with baby Robin
and your child.
Yeah,
that's about all I saw for kids. It was few and far in between. Right.
Now I think that's probably why he was getting. You're so adorable.
He was
unique because there wasn't a lot of kids.
Yeah, just talking right now, I just thought about it. Like, damn, I think I might have saw three kids there the whole damn day.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, and so that was a trip, but it was so funny. One drunk guy walks up to it. This is parenting done right. right. I was like, I'm a man and he's a man. We're not parents. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is not our child.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I didn't even catch that until like he walked away. Like, oh shit, he thought we was. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And this is my husband.
Right, nah, man, get out of here.
So you know, that was great. But I have to tell you, man, if I don't really feel like I have to go back. I mean, it was cool,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know, man. It was just they didn't have any brewskis.
Well,
no.
Let's take, okay.
That was way back. That was the hotel. Right. So here's the thing. Uh-huh. Like you go some places and they have the brewskis in this corner,
right.
The brewskis in that corner.
Right.
You know, but you had to go out of the place to the hotel to go to their bar.
Well, it was all connected. You got to, well, let me lay it down. It's a food court in the middle, and it's two hotels connected by the food court.
But see, here's how you know if you can have brewskis. Right. Nobody was walking out of that bar with drinks, man. It wasn't that type of party.
You're right.
You had to stay in that bar.
You're right.
And the bar was way off, you know, in its own thing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and so like I said, like at the last con we went to, you know, they had brew stations, and, we had a ball, you know, and I was missed in the brew, man. I'm like, y'all some sons of, what is this, man?
I was a little thirsty.
I gotta do this shit sober.
Right, you know? Exactly. And then I got a 4-year-old. Hey, dad. You know, I needed some, you know what I'm saying?
So there was no brewskis.
No. Nope.
There was nothing really to do. Mm. I mean, they had a celebrity list, but they weren't any celebrities that I knew, but I'm not into anime.
The dude from Star Trek?
No. I saw the celebrity list, but they were like, you know, anime writers and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
That,
right. Yeah.
And so, I mean, there were no major celebrities there.
Right.
And, you know, not that I'm a celebrity watcher.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to be honest with you, man. If it wasn't for me making my own fun, I probably would have got bored at this thing. Like, once we got to that one area and started, I would have been okay, this kind of sucks. Because all we're doing is walking around and taking pictures of people, you know. And, you know, I don't think the organization itself, y'all need to get y'all shit together. That's how I felt. I was like, man, y'all, first of all, I don't think the venue really served, you know, the thing good enough, because you just didn't have, where's the big stage for the, you know, the big presentations and all that stuff, man. You didn't have none of that stuff. And so,
and then I found out that they were doing constructions in that, you know, in certain areas, so that probably had, I know that did,
I think that squalled some of the hallways, but I don't think they took any main presentation stages away,
right,
you know.
Yeah, but you know, that you got to kind of factor that in.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, I did have a good time.
No,
I did have a good time.
Don't get us wrong, people.
I could have had a better time, though.
We did have a good time. You know, it was a little pricey.
The $45 when I
it was pretty a little
much
pricey.
Figured, when I pretty much figured out that we probably the only boobs that paid like $45, it was like maybe like, you know.
It was a lot of people that was in those, because they wouldn't let you in those certain areas.
Percentage wise, I guarantee you.
Less
people paid than didn't. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right. When you put it that way,
us people who didn't know any better,
right,
probably paid. People who knew better, they didn't pay that stuff, because you didn't have to.
You didn't have to. Yeah.
Man, you just come down there for free, running around, do your thing. Mm. And I don't have nothing against, you know, paying or nothing like that. But if I'm paying something, give me something.
Yeah, give me. Yeah, right.
Because I didn't get shit for $45. Nothing.
Nah.
Nothing.
Man.
You know, and so that kind of got on my nerves.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good cosplayers out there. A lot of friendly people.
Man,
you know,
that was the main thing. It was a lot. Yeah, like I said, I felt that energy. That it was good energy.
Yeah.
And people were having fun. It was good costumes.
Yeah.
Seen some nice looking people.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, you've seen a few. You know what I'm saying?
It was few and far in between. Yeah. Yeah. You ain't gonna see no cosplayers of the week from so, well, it was like two.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah.
It was two. That was kind of like, whoa! But other than that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I don't really have anything. Not too much happened at this damn thing, so we can't do like no half an hour talking about how great this damn thing was. Right. So that's a problem within itself.
Right.
You know, because hell, at the last con we went to, it was like, we can't wait to tell you about all this shit. You know, and, you know, this one is kind of like, yeah, they had great participation.
Right. Yeah, right. It was mainly, you know, dress up day.
Yeah. And, you know, and those people, you people, They had a ball dressing up. Yeah. I mean, this was, if you like to dress up, if you like to cosplay, this was your spot.
This is the shit, folks.
Because people were really, 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 really inventive. I mean, handmade everything, and the shit just looked great, man. Yeah. And people had electronics hooked up and all kind of stuff, man.
Right.
We go to fansonpatrol.com.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Next week we're gonna put our new cosplayer up there.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna leave Akeisha up for the rest of this week.
Yeah.
And on Sunday, bam, we'll have a new one.
Yeah.
And we have a new winner, whoever he or she may be. Mm-hmm. What else we got going on? That's about it, man. It's about
We ain't got no movies coming out, do we?
No, we don't. So we'll still be rolling,
right?
With your boys. And oh, I know what I forgot, man. We got a butt ton of new listeners, man. I mean, a butt ton. How y'all doing? Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for liking our pages. You guys are awesome, and we're gonna continue to try to do the stuff that we normally do to keep you guys entertained and keep bringing the bass.
Hell yeah!
So I'm through, man. You got anything else?
No.
All right, we social mediated out and everything, so that's going to be it. We're going to be here next week. We don't know what the hell we're going to do, but we always find something to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm your host of Fans on Patrol. I am Montego Bradley, and with me is my homie,
Dwayne SMWVE Williams.
Smooth. We'll see y'all next week. Okay. And I guess we'll be
on patrol.
I almost forgot to do the outro. See y'all later. Bye. Yeah.